You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Now we have one of the hottest and fittest women on Australian TV on the line, Michelle Bridges. Good morning.
Wow, what an introduction.
Well, you are. Have you seen your abs? They're outrageous. Oh, please.
You have big.
I have seen them.
Your guns make any gay man jealous. We are so jealous of your guns. They are hot.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
We love you. Now, you're on. You're one of the lucky ones to be plucked for Celebrity Master Chef on Channel 10.
I am pretty lucky.
Now, with the other contestants you're competing with, we have to get it out there, first of all. Have you got them on exercise regimes already?
Oh, straight away.
Oh, love. I'd say it's taken me some work to get those boys moving, but I have managed to get Gary and George off on an exercise program. They're running in the mornings now.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, I'm not training them myself, but I've managed to encourage them enough to get them out of bed and off running around Botanical Gardens in Sydney most mornings before we start filming the show, which is great.
Now, in terms of cooking, are you enjoying the cooking experience on MasterChef?
I'm loving it. I actually do love to cook, and I am a little bit of a foodie. Most people would not think that, but I am. I love to go out to lovely restaurants and have great food.
But so come on, Michelle, Michelle, what kind of foodie are you? I mean, come on, don't you just eat carrots and celery and lettuce?
No way.
Come on.
No way.
What, really? What are you?
Come on, tell us what's it. What's eating's, it? What's
no,
in your average diet?
Eating's cheating. Eating is cheating.
Do you ever let yourself go? Do you ever let yourself go and go, you know what? I want a Big Mac. I want a Big Mac and fries.
No, never. I never have that food. Oh, my goodness. But I love to go out to great restaurants and have, you know, the whole thing, the entree, the main, and dessert as well, and have wine. I'm a real foodie when it comes to really good, high-quality or beautiful restaurants, which, you know, there's stacks of them in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm working my way around all of them.
Do people, I mean, you're well recognised. Now, do people look at you and go, oh, my God, look at that girl. That's Michelle Bridges. She's eating dessert. Oh, my God.
She's having the chocolate fondue.
All the time. Oh, you shouldn't be eating that, should you? I'm like, sweetheart, did you run 30
k's? Oh, she'll be on The Biggest Loser next week, won't she? Yeah.
Or the waiter goes up to her and says, do you know how many calories are in that chocolate fondue?
Oh, my God. You should try being with me when I do my grocery shopping.
Now, do you have a favourite dish that you like to cook at home, like for, you know, yourself or when friends come over and things like that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of seafood. I love cooking seafood. Mm. I love cooking whole fish, whole baked snappers, barramundi, like all sorts of different sardines. I love
sardines. Oh, really? Sardines?
Yeah.
Oh, a bit smelly.
Oh, no, love. You can make them so nice. I did some yesterday, actually, with a really nice olive and breadcrumb tapenade. Beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds nice.
See, well, you've inspired me.
Yes. Ooh, no, I love fish, but I've never thought of sardines. There you go.
So who are you up against?
They're really good for you. Good omega-3s.
Can you tell us who wins?
No.
I can't.
Oh, I have to ask.
Say that.
I thought I'd ask anyway, but, you know.
Wait, hang on. Yeah, I know I can. It'd just be between you and me.com.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And all the
you
listeners.
You know what? Everyone's a winner, especially the viewer at the end. So, yes.
Oh, that's exactly. Right.
Exactly. It's been a fantastic show to be a part of. But every single person that was involved, we all had to prove that we could cook. And everyone can. They're all exceptional cooks, everybody that's on the show.
Right.
Oh, love it. Now, a quick plug. You've got a book out as well called Crunch Time.
I have got a book out at the moment called Crunch Time, and then I've got a second book coming out next year called Crunch Time Cookbook.
Look, MasterChef.
There you go.
Inspiration.
Yeah. Our newsreader Tamara loves your Crunch Time book, so she said,
oh,
I love it. I was on her website the other day. It's great. She's blah, blah, blah. So there you go.
Oh, beautiful. Good on her. That, thank you. Tell her that. I said thank you very much.
Oh, she'll love it.
I've got another plug again on my website. People can have me as their personal trainer.
Hey, get out of here. Really?
Yes, I've got a new program that's coming out in 2010 where I'm going to be doing a massive event for everyone that wants to register, and we're going to be all losing weight together.
Good
stuff.
My God. Well, we have to tell Tamara about that. She'll love it, our newsreader.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much. You can check that out at probably michellebridges.com.au. Was that right? Yes. See you later. Great talking to you, Michelle.
Thanks,
all
Michelle.
The best.
Bye, boys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.